The province is providing $30 million in grants over the next 3 years to help address a shortage of commercial trucking in Alberta, with the Minister of Alberta Transportation saying the funding will support unemployed and underemployed Albertans returning to the workforce. During a press conference Thursday, Rajan Sawhney said the funding is being provided through the Driving Back to Work program in part to encourage more women to enter the trucking industry and for online and simulator training. "This industry is a key driver of our economy," said Sawhney. "The grants will reduce barriers to commercial driving training and address other training challenges. Funding will also be directed to supporting women returning to the workforce and underemployed Albertans to obtain a Class 1 driver's license. The annual grants will include $6 million for the Driving Back to Work program, $3 million to support women returning to the workforce and underemployed Albertans, and $1 million to develop online and virtual reality simulator training. It is estimated that there will be a shortage of about 3,600 commercial drivers in Alberta by 2023, she said. Up to 600 unemployed Albertans are expected to be supported annually through the Driving Back to Work grant program over the next 3 years, she said. Thursday's press conference in Edmonton also included remarks from Carol Moen, President and Chief Executive Officer of Women Building Futures. "Professional Class 1 driving provides an absolutely tremendous career opportunity," said Moen. "Careers in the driving industry provide economic security for women. We are absolutely confident with this announcement that we, through our efforts and efforts of the province, are going to be able to connect even more women to economic security and really, really positive careers in the commercial driving industry." Women Building Futures is an Edmonton-based organization that helps women enter the trades. Chris Nash, the president of the Alberta Motor Transport Association, says the new funding will help remove roadblocks for careers in the commercial transportation industry and help maintain the efficient transport of people and goods, and will help find solutions to the significant commercial driver shortages we are facing today. Starting next year, commercial drivers will have the option to take their Class 1 road test in either automatic or manual transmission vehicles. Drivers testing on automatic transmission vehicles will only be permitted to drive automatics. "Offering automatic transmission training is a positive step in dealing with a shortage of truck drivers," said Arshpreet Tawana, manager of Skyway Driving School. The press conference took place at the Skyway facility in Edmonton.